Through the first 172 days of this year, gun violence killed 9,420 Americans. If you don't want to do the math, that's an average of 55 people a day. That's going to Gun Violence Archive. It's about 21% more gun deaths than this time in 2020, which that turned out to be the deadliest year in two decades. Homicides rose in the country's largest cities by 30% in 2020. There have been 296 mass shootings so far this year compared with 218 at this time last year. Shootings in large cities like Portland up 800%. New York City, Chicago, Detroit, Los Angeles also seeing triple-digit shootings every week. This past Wednesday, President Biden presented his plan to deal with gun violence. It includes a new Justice Department policy that will allow the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms and Explosives to revoke federal licenses of gun dealers first time they violate federal law. Violations could be something like selling firearms to a prohibited buyer, failing to run background checks, falsifying firearm transactions, forms, other records, things like that. Biden called for additional federal money to hire more ATF inspectors and agents. Justice Department plans to target the illegal flow of firearms across state lines through the creation of 5 new firearm strike forces. President also announced a new partnership with 15 cities, including Atlanta, Chicago, and Detroit, to expand community violence intervention programs with federal and philanthropic dollars. Other parts of his strategy include Labor Department programs to expand summer employment and programs for youth and help formerly imprisoned people re-enter the workforce. This plan certainly won't please the far left, which wants gun dealers shut down and more social workers than cops on the street, but it's politics that needs to be ejected totally, completely from this. When a 2-year-old child is being shot and killed in the streets, all sides are obligated to sit down, get together, work together, and do something about this. Not for your own self-serving reasons, but for the people who you claim to serve. I've heard people be dismissive, even mocking many of the social program aspects of what Biden presented. The primary response is arrest and incarcerate, which, while that's part of how gun violence needs to be dealt with, still doesn't put out the spark before it becomes an explosion, nor does it prevent the fire from reigniting. You have to realize something. People who commit gun violence are angry people, very angry people. They don't care about the cost of or penalty for the actions that they're planning to take. Remember when New York State once announced that if you commit a violent crime using a gun, then 1 year will be tacked on to your sentence. Not exactly a deterrent. Getting to people before that anger explodes, that's part of what's needed. Part of what's needed. Jobs, programs, after-school opportunities, and, yeah, even basketball programs have value. On the other end, having programs in prisons, which will prepare people about to be released to be a productive part of society, and more positive about themselves, don't you think that would reduce the chance of that person becoming a repeat offender? What many who commit gun violence need is structure, self-respect. Is there a quick fix? No. But there has to be a start. No matter what the Biden administration or congressional Democrats do, the GOP needs high crime rates as an issue. That's pretty obvious with how they've been responding to all this. They'll claim the explosion started day one of the Biden administration, even though statistics prove otherwise. Even if policies are put into place and results are at least started to be seen, GOP will still find a way to play their coming-to-get-you card by declaring the Democrats still want to defund the police. While it's been Democrats who demanded that in D.C., even put it into practice in quite a few cities, the majority of Democrats see that idea as their political death sentence when it comes to the 2022 elections. The fact that a former cop and supporter of Stop and Frisk, Eric Adams, at least at this point looks to be on his way to becoming the next New York City mayor, is a very telling sign of how people, not Republicans and Democrats, how people want something done to stop the killings in our streets.